This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome to the first video lecture on Microsoft Project. In this lecture, we're going to be introduced to the software, and we're going to learn how to add a new project and how to add activities, link these activities, and how to indent and unindent activities, and how to schedule our first project. The first thing to do is, if you go to File, New, and click on New, it's going to create a new project, and that way you can create a new project and add it to your list. Once we've done that, we can go to the next tab, which is Task, and as you can see, we have some common Microsoft shortcuts here and buttons: cut, copy, paste, format, painter, etc. So our first view is going to be the Gantt chart, where we're going to enter the activities in both the tabular side, which is on the left hand side, and the graphic side, which is on the right hand side. First thing to do, we're going to add a new task, and let's call this task Notice to Proceed. The next thing to do is to add the duration for this task. The duration is going to be set in days. You can add days by clicking on the up arrow, or remove days by clicking on the down arrow. Let's say the notice to proceed is going to take 1 day. My next activity is going to be surveying and layout, and that's going to take 3 days. We can enter it by clicking on the keyboard. And the following activity is going to be mobilization and setup, to set up my site, and let's say this is going to take 4 days. As you can see, we have entered 3 activities so far, and you have here the timeline, the data date or the cutoff date, as of which I'm entering my durations. I have here the activities that appear in these bars. But all the activities appear to be starting on the same day, which is not exactly what I'm looking forward to. So what I'm going to do now, I'm going to do 2 things. I'm going to click on Link these activities. I'm going to highlight these activities first, like that, by clicking and pulling down on the mouse. And I'm going to click on Auto Schedule. So auto schedule is going to automatically calculate my schedule without me entering any dates for the activities. They're going to be automatically calculated by the software. So the next step, again, my activities appear to be starting on the same day. So the next thing to do is to link these activities. And that can be done very easily by clicking on this link here, Link Tasks, with the shortcut as Control F2. If I click on this, is going to assume a default relationship between the activities, which is a finish to start relationship. So now it shows that these activities are going to start as one activity is going to start as the predecessor has been completed, and it has automatically scheduled the durations and calculated the schedule for this project so far, and it shows the predecessors as well. Now if I want to change any of these relationships, it's very simple. I can click on the arrow, and I can change that from finish to start into any of the other relationships, start to start, for example. And I can add some lag and overlap. So positive is going to be lag, negative is going to be overlap. So let's put 1 day of lag, and we're going to hit OK. So now it shows the relationship as being start to start with 1 day of lag. My next step, we can add all the other activities from the spreadsheet that you have produced, or the word list that you have produced that shows all the activities in the proper sequence and so on. So now what we're going to do is we're going to add some other activities. Here, for example, I'm going to add an activity called Site Work. I'm not going to enter a duration for this activity for the time being, and we're going to see in a minute why. For the site work, I'm going to say the first step is going to be excavation, and site leveling. And this is going to take 4 days. The next step is going to be underground utilities. These include any water, sewage, cables, and so on. And let's say this is going to take 5 days. The next activity is going to be formwork for SOG, slab on grade, following, and that's going to take just 1 day. Following that is going to be rebar for slab on grade, and that's going to take 3 days. And finally, concrete for slab on grade, and that's going to take 1 day. So what we have done so far, we have added a series of activities. What I want to do is I want to change this task mode into auto schedule instead of manually scheduled. That's the other option where I can enter dates manually. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to select all of these activities here, and I'm going to indent them, as all of these activities are parts of the site work. So I'm going to indent by clicking on this button, and now it has calculated site work as being 5 days, but that's assuming that all the activities are going to start at the same time. So the next thing to do is to link these activities. And the final thing is to link, and now you can see that the site work is 14 days instead of just 5. And now I can link mobilization and setup to site work. And there you have the activities have been properly indented. I can collapse these activities to show only one activity for site work, like that. So now all the site work has been summarized into one activity, and I can expand it to show all the activities. This concludes our lesson number 1, in which we have learned about how to add a new project, how to add activities to the project, how to automatically link the activities, and how to auto-schedule, allow the software to calculate the dates by itself, how to create a group of activities, and how to summarize them by indenting them, and then how to expand these activities and collapsing them depending on the view that we want to have. This is the end of lesson number 1. Now you can go ahead and add your activities in the software, and you can create a new project, and you can link these activities, and I'm going to be looking forward to seeing you for lesson number 2. Thank you very much.